I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus with Explorations in VOA Special English. More than 6 months ago, huge tsunami waves struck 12 nations in the Indian Ocean. We report on efforts by some affected nations to rebuild.
In the early morning hours of December 26, 2004, a huge earthquake near the Indonesian island of Sumatra tore apart the seafloor. This created a series of huge ocean waves called a tsunami. It crashed into coasts across the Indian Ocean without warning. 176,000 people were killed, most of them in Indonesia. About 50,000 people are still missing and believed dead. Indonesia was hit the worst. The huge waves also destroyed coastal areas in Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, Burma, the Maldives, and Malaysia. Several hours later, the waves hit the East African countries of Somalia, Kenya, and Tanzania. The tsunami was truly an international disaster, with victims from all over the world. At least 2,000 of those killed were holiday travelers from Europe and North America.
Governments, aid groups, private individuals, and the international business community acted quickly. Thousands of international aid workers arrived in South Asia and Eastern Africa. They provided shelter for almost 2 million people left without homes. They built centers for people to identify and bury their loved ones. They gave out food, water, clothes, and medical aid. And they helped prevent the spread of diseases among survivors. A huge amount of financial aid was also given for relief efforts. Governments, aid groups, and private individuals immediately promised more than $6,000 million. Individuals were responsible for about one-sixth of that amount.
Recently, the Voice of America marked the six-month anniversary of the deadly tsunami with a series of stories. Reporters examined rebuilding efforts by affected nations. VOA also examined the humanitarian assistance and financial aid that was promised victims. Today, it remains unclear how much of that aid money will be given for long-term rebuilding, or how much of it will reach those who need it most.
The destruction caused by the tsunami created the world's largest financial and humanitarian reaction to a natural disaster. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan said the response set a new level of cooperation for the world community. Yet, only about half of the aid promised has been provided. The UN has created an internet website to show where the aid is going. Former American President Bill Clinton was appointed a UN representative for recovery efforts. Mr. Clinton said it will take time for governments to provide the money they have offered. This is because governments and aid donors can provide help only after they receive a country's rebuilding plan.
Roberta Cohen is an expert on aid financing at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. She told VOA reporter Mike Bowman that donor groups want to guarantee that communities can grow over time and that no money is wasted. Ms. Cohen said that many affected nations, including Indonesia and Sri Lanka, did not have official rebuilding plans until May. Concerns about offers of international aid are based on past disasters. Ms. Cohen noted that much of the money promised after the earthquake in Bam, Iran, in December 2003 was not given. Countries and aid groups offered hundreds of millions of dollars worth of assistance. The United Nations says it has confirmed only about $17 million in aid received so far. Donors dispute that, however.
Part of the aid promised after the December tsunami will be used to build disaster warning systems in the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea. Several countries have agreed to work together to establish the system. It will likely be modeled after an international tsunami warning system for the Pacific Ocean. That system has its headquarters in the American state of Hawaii. Scientists there listen to sound waves directed at the ocean floor for possible earthquakes and underwater motion. They also watch water levels at more than 100 water stations across the Pacific Ocean. Warning information is sent to more than 100 places across the Pacific if destructive waves are discovered.
Paul Whitmore is a scientist at the Tsunami Warning Center in the American state of Alaska. That center provides information to the Hawaii headquarters. Mr. Whitmore said the Pacific Center can send out tsunami warnings within 10 minutes of an underwater earthquake. Such a warning last December would have saved thousands of lives.
Tsunami aid will also be spent on long-term aid projects, such as rebuilding national agriculture and fishing industries. Villages and homes will also be developed. In Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, and the Indonesian province of Aceh, thousands of families still live in temporary shelters and camps. Kuntoro Mangkusubroto leads the Indonesian government's Tsunami Relief Agency. He told VOA reporter Nancy Amelia Collins that the government does not want permanent housing built until the needs of all villagers are considered. He says this takes time because so many people are involved.
Michael Elmquist is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Aid. He said that more than 250 private agencies are working in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. He said the biggest problem during the next 6 months will be coordinating reconstruction efforts among the agencies.
Daily life for many tsunami victims remains difficult for several reasons. One major problem is a lack of jobs. In Phuket, southern Thailand, for example, workers are trying to fix local fishing boats. Yet many boats are still in need of repair. VOA reporter Scott Bob spoke to villagers in Nam Khem. They said the Thai government and donor groups have provided loans to help get the fishing industry operating again. But many fishermen say they have seen very little money, and without boats, there is no work. Phuket also had a strong travel industry before the tsunami. Since December, however, much of the local economy has been destroyed. Kitty Patanachinda is the vice president of the local tourism association in Phuket. He said hotels are less than 30% full. Eating places are empty, and more than 40% of local businesses have dismissed workers.
The tsunami not only destroyed fishing and travel industries, but also farming communities. In southern India, for example, many villages were damaged when seawater spread inland to cover huge areas of farmland. M. Revati is a farm activist in India. She told VOA reporter Anjana Pasricha that hundreds of coastal villages have no hope of planting a crop in the coming rainy season. She said the soil has been destroyed, and there is still too much wreckage.
Politics has also slowed relief efforts. In Sri Lanka, some minority parties have withdrawn support for the government of President Chandrika Kumaratunga. This is because she was working toward an agreement with Tamil rebels on sharing tsunami recovery aid. A political crisis in Somalia has limited recovery as well. The country has been without a central government since leader Siad Barre was ousted in 1991. Armed groups loyal to local leaders have been fighting for control over parts of the country.
Malid Warfa works for the World Food Program in Somalia. He told VOA reporter Kathy Maitenyi that recovery efforts are much slower there compared to other areas because of the lack of an effective government. He said the UN Food Agency cannot feed Somalia's tsunami victims forever. He said the government will have to help the people get back to work so they can feed themselves.
To mark the six-month anniversary of the tsunami, officials from the United Nations and the European Union met to discuss progress in the aid effort. Jan Egeland is the top UN official for emergency aid. He estimates it will take 5 to 10 years to rebuild all that was lost in the tsunami. But for many victims, recovery could take a lifetime.
This program was written by Jill Moss. It was produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was Kelvin Fowler. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.